This is Coast Radio News for Tuesday, October 15, 2019. I'm George Henry. The City of Florence Community and Economic Development Committee will learn about a special shadow day bringing together students and professionals to help shed light on the job opportunities that are possible in Florence. At their meeting at 3:30 this Thursday, the committee will hear about the program. City Manager Aaron Reynolds.
Students and the business community to come together and find out a little bit more about each other and hopefully further a student's career in an industry that interests them.
The Job Shadow Day will occur in February. Businesses will have an opportunity to participate by hosting a student. A business will need to turn in a description of the shadow position and a signed agreement form by December 2nd. The National Weather Service in Portland is offering Skywarn Weather Spotter training for individuals that are interested. The Spotter program is a network of volunteers trained in identifying irregular weather events. Training will cover cloud identification, gauging rainfall, measuring hailstones, and more. The training will occur at Siuslaw Valley Fire and Rescue Station, 2625 Highway 101, from 11:30 until 1 p.m. this Saturday. Another uptick in gasoline prices occurred over the weekend as Florence takes another hit at the pumps. The average price of regular gas jumped to $3.10 a gallon, another 6-cent jump. Despite forecasts of a reduction in price, outlets are still reeling from downed refineries. Forecasters say prices should stabilize and even reduce in the coming weeks, but that will depend on supply rates falling as new loads of gas reach Florence. Siuslaw's school pantry that services homeless and underhoused students is in need of items. Snack items that are high in protein like beef sticks, nuts, peanut butter crackers, and protein bars would be helpful. Items can be dropped off at Roby's or at the high school. This is a continual need for students that do not have access to regular meals. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, October 15th, 2019.